Hey guys, so you know we have great advertisers that support the show and they keep it free for you. One of the reasons why advertisers love OMFG is that they know that we have amazing listeners. So about once a year, we run a listener survey to help demonstrate that. Right now, we have an all-new survey that I'd like you to take and help us learn a little bit more about the audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/OMFG. It only takes about 5 minutes. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself, what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Now, even if you have taken a previous survey, I would like you to take a new one. It's been totally revised, and advertisers like it when we have the most up-to-date answers. Plus, you still have that chance to win the $100 gift card. Once again, the podcast survey is podsurvey.com/OMFG. Thank you so much for helping us find the best advertisers so we can keep this show free.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Em.
First, I just want to congratulate you on your recent engagement.
Thank you!
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm so excited.
I'm really excited for you.
As one friend pointed out, I can now make that Chinese Pinterest board.
Yes.
I can go live with it.
Your secret wedding, your secret Chinese wedding Pinterest board is now live.
It's now live. Thank you, Kira Rossi. Yes, I can. I can make it live. It's so special, and I'm
can
so happy
I
it
look
happened.
At it?
The board?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to go live, girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to stalk you, so you know. And your ring is beautiful.
Thank you.
You are beautiful.
You are.
And speaking of beautiful, we have two twins coming in today. Not two twins, I guess, just twins.
A set of.
A set. No. Yep.
Yeah.
A set of twins.
Set of twins.
Woof.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
It's
Jennifer and Lauren, a.k.a. Twinsies. They are two actresses, comedians who have a YouTube channel, Twinsies.
No doubt.
And they're really pretty. We just saw
Super
them.
Super pretty.
Very gorgeous.
Got cute outfits on.
Yep.
Blonde.
Ugh.
You know, the quintessential kind of twins that guys are looking for.
Yep. I would say that's true.
You know?
The double mint is what I always think of, like
yeah.
Those beautiful, bouncy twins.
They are the stuff that fantasies are made of.
Can't wait to talk to them.
And, you know, I was thinking as I was walking the streets of Los Angeles, there's so much going on with men and their grooming.
Ugh, facial hair.
We've got facial hair. We've got beards going on. We have, like, mustaches that are very ornate.
Yes.
And
like beard oils and creams and like when did this happen?
Is it attractive to someone?
Also, super long hair is back, just as a side note.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
like
interesting.
Men are getting really into just
grooming. Yeah.
And I don't particularly find it attractive. It's not my style. But, well, as you know, my boyfriend tried to grow.
Fiance!
Thank you.
Yeah.
He tried to grow, basically, I guess, a Hitler mustache underneath his chin. Is that what we would call it? Is that?
What is it called?
What is
a little
it?
Flavor saver?
Ew.
A soul patch?
I'm going to throw up. You
a
just
soul
said
patch.
Flavor saver.
Look, girl, I'm just trying to tell you
that
what
is,
the what it's known as.
So upsetting. His flavor saver
yep.
was half-baked.
I had the pleasure of seeing it. It's still with us, isn't it?
Well, it's with us, but now there's chin hair.
There's more
there's
going
on. There's a goatee.
Well, yeah, I was there for the first pieces of Flavor Save, and they were
aggressive.
They were aggressive. They were kind of akimbo. They were going askew.
It was like seven aggressive black straight Chinese hairs just aggressively shooting out from underneath his lip. And without friends on the chin, without like a goatee, they were so upsetting. I was like, what?
So maybe you were into the grooming.
I was not. Now with the like he's got a little bit of a goatee, I'm fine. But it's no big deal. It's not like he's not doing like a work of art every day.
Right. Well, so I'd love to see what these girls think about all of that hair.
Bring him in.
OMFG! Jennifer, Lauren, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are both so adorable. You've got printed dresses on. You're like rocking them very hard. My first question, are your eyelashes real or fake? They're so long and pretty.
Thank you. They are extensions, actually. And they are mine because I bought them and they're real.
How does extensions on your eyelashes work exactly?
You go to a salon and they just put them on individually. It's actually a pain in the butt and it's scary because I get claustrophobic.
I have panic attacks because they tape your eyes closed and it's about an hour and a half of no vision and I fall asleep and my neck is tilted back, so I wake up not knowing where I am and gasping for air. It's quite frightening.
Lauren's a little dramatic. I got it down to a science, and I just listened to a book on tape, and it's all good.
Wow.
Oh, a book on tape.
That's Emily's takeaway.
Learn a thing.
So eyes are sealed shut with tape?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't open them?
No.
What would happen if you opened them?
They put on this glue that if it gets into your eye, it would turn bright. I don't know. It would be an allergic reaction.
Okay, would it make you blind?
I don't think so, but
no,
maybe temporarily.
No, Jennifer.
No! It happened to my friend, and she had problems for a week, okay?
I've opened my eye many a time.
So. Really? And no problems? No issues?
No, I think she just doesn't like it because it's a pain for her because the glue's wet, and then she has to.
No, it's a case-by-case basis, damn it.
So who is like, you know what? Because obviously not everyone has lash extensions.
Right.
You guys do.
We do.
So who says to the other one, or is it simultaneously at the same moment you're like, lash extensions? Or does one go, I want lash extensions, and the other one's like, well, I'm getting lash extensions?
Okay, so normally Lauren leads the pact on this, but this time
it was me. You forget.
No! We have a little argument sometimes.
No, here's what happened, because I remember it specifically. My hairstylist actually gets them, so I asked her for a referral. She told me about her lash lady, and then I got them. Then I told Jennifer they were so awesome, and she was having a cheap moment, and she refused to do it. So I said,
I have those a lot.
I said, Jennifer, if you don't get them, then I'm just going to pay for you to get them. So aww. Then I did, and then she got addicted and hooked, and now she has to buy them herself.
But let's rewind to inception, because a while before the hairstylist even told her that, I was putting on strip eyelashes a little too often.
Got it.
And so
I looked a little gunky, and I was trying to save her.
So that's I said, I want to get them in theory, and then she just went on there and practiced and made it happen.
Okay, how much are we spending on these lash extensions?
$50 a month.
Well, the first time is $100, and then a fill, which, you know, it's basically a new set every time because I wait till I have just one little lash sticking up. She only charges me $50. So I tip, by the time I tip her well, 70 or 80.
Okay, so let's do the math. Oh. We'll round up.
Girl, that's all you.
Okay. 12 months in a year. Mm-hmm. $50. Hold on, I have a calculator. 12. This is hard.
Six hundos.
You probably want to use the phone because that's going to take 12 years to pull up.
12 times 50, round it up. Oh, the twins got it. 600, but plus the 100, so 700 minus 50, 650? 750. 700.
Plus tip would probably leave us at least 800. Yeah, maybe 850.
850. It's a commitment.
But it eliminates the need for a lot of makeup, so that's good. I mean,
but we're still wearing plenty of makeup. Because
can you sleep, like, on your side, or do they get, like, crushed?
They do go kind of all over the place if you don't
mine
sleep.
Mine don't. Mine just stay. I don't know. Maybe I sleep better than you.
Oh, apparently she sleeps better than me. I'm just finding out all types of new information. But
it's a twins learning experience.
It is. But no, it's not bad. You can kind of brush them out with a brow brush.
Yeah. Well, they look
great.
Well,
then we have to add in the $12.95 for the brow brush. Just FYI. Great.
I don't know that I want to talk about anything else. Do you?
Well, it's funny because we have a lot of grooming questions. And right out of the gate, this is like so much learning about eyelashes. So thank you for that. I've only done like the strip or whatever ones. And I've never attempted to do it myself because I don't know what the hell I'm doing at all. I don't really do a lot of makeup. So things like that scare me. But knowing that I could go to someone to tape my eyes shut for 2 hours sounds intriguing.
<Yeah. laughs>
So now what if a guy were to do that? Like just a little bit of a long lash. Some mascara maybe?
No. Yeah. I don't think that it would look good because I think it would give it more feminine. Of a feminine look.
Mm-hmm. And you like a man manly.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think Jared Leto uses them?
Well, that's kind of where I was
I think headed. Mascara, maybe.
Yeah. Definitely,
something.
Right?
Yeah. Something.
I mean, he's sort of kind of what I think of when I say male grooming. It's like there's a lot of, like, long hair happening lately. There's a lot of, you know, very – not sculptured. I guess that's a weird word. But, like, just
contoured.
Really thought of facial hair, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of thought is going into that.
That's so true.
And where do you – how do you feel about that? Like, you see a man walking down the street, Jared Leto-esque. Are you, like –
yeah.
Hot. Or are you?
For me, not. It just depends. If, like you said, for him, if it's so perfectly put there, the idea of someone taking longer to get ready than me is just a turn off.
Right.
But I'm okay with a little hair. I don't like I'd rather have it perfectly there than just having a thick beard because I don't like that.
You don't
either.
Like a gnarly.
No, thick beard. No. And she doesn't, she tends to go for no facial hair. And for me, I like a little bit of scruff, but I'm not big on well-manicured facial hair that's...
Just out of curiosity, do you like Flavor Savers?
Soul Patch.
Oh. You know what my first boyfriend had one and I was frightened. Oh! I was frightened. No, I don't like them. I hate them, actually.
They're terrifying.
Word, but I mean it.
hands to the Lord. To the, that's just, what happened.
No!
I hate them. Hands to the Lord. It's a thing.
It's like, why are they there? It's just floating. I don't understand. There's no correlation to anything else. It's just there.
Yeah, they're like living on their own island.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. They have no friends.
And it just makes me – it gives me a nervous pit in my stomach. It really – I have a visceral reaction to it.
I hear you, girl.
It's funny. I had to go to Italy once for work. Boo-hoo. It was wonderful. But, you know, the first night we were there, there was this DP we were working with, a local guy who just – came for me in a very, like, Italian romantic way.
Nice.
But I just couldn't get over the fact that he had, like, this beard that was, like, you know, it was, like, a sharp in his cheek. Mm. It was, like, a sharp line that he clearly had to, like, spend hours making sure his facial hair was so perfectly chiseled, you know? And I was just like, ooh, don't put your face near my face.
Yeah. Was he hot besides? Just curious.
I can't see through it. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't even tell you what he looks like. All I see is that beard.
I get it.
And I'm a beard fan.
Yeah, you like a beard.
I do like a beard.
Do you like
I don't like that beard.
Do you like heavy beard?
She does like a heavy beard.
I like a scraggly. Huh. A little bit more scraggle. Because it's like... I give no fucks. You know, it's like, I'm not someone who likes a groomed man. I like a man who's more like, ugh, I didn't do anything. I'm straggling, you know?
Right. I want a guy to give a fuck, but just not 10
too many
fucks. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I feel like that like, sort of very geometrical beard you speak of, only if you're a magician could you have it. No.
That's a very important distinction we're making here, and I think you're absolutely right, that I would expect him to be able to do some tricks.
Totally, like, beard it with a purpose. If there's a reason for that, it's okay. But if it's just there, no go.
What kind of guys, like, first of all, is it annoying to be a twin, like, in terms of what people think, you know, do you go for the same types of guys? I mean, what are the most annoying twin questions you get asked?
The most annoying are the gross ones because those are the only ones that bother me. Other than that, the funny thing is whenever I see twins, I ask them twin questions too, so I become that person. So it's not so bad, but...
What are the gross ones?
Oh, just like all those nasty threesome incest ones. Those are the ones that drive me crazy. But other than that,
I don't know. I get annoyed sometimes. Not annoyed, but just I have moments, especially growing up, where I valued my own individuality as you have. And then, I mean, I just...
Oh.
She's like, I don't. I love being a twin.
What? And I just kind of mess with people because people are like, are you twins or are you sisters? And I go, well, we're both. You know,
yeah.
So I'm like, Lauren's the mean one now.
I'm the mean one now.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's a stupid question.
Yeah.
And I feel like I may have been a criminal at some point and asked that question. Are you twins or are you sisters? We're both, you freaking idiot.
The way we kind of work as far as the liking guys, like you were asking before, we have two overlapping circles. So we have a lot of common ground where we both like the same guy, and then we have differences as well where we'll go for totally different guys too.
Like, getting a sense of you guys, and I know I'm going to be annoying right now.
Oh, go for it.
Jennifer feels like a little bit more free-spirited and wild. Like, you're just living life.
Her eyebrows are thicker.
I went for it, too. Yeah. That's a recent – I've been growing them for 6 months.
They're beautiful.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah. No, and I can tell yours are a little bit more
– I'm on my way after this to get threaded.
Oh, okay.
Eyebrows?
Yes.
I did it for the first time last weekend.
How is it?
It hurts like a mama.
It does. It takes
not as much as waxing to me.
I'm like, waxing's 1, 2, 3.
I'm a fan of the thread.
It hurt. I couldn't believe it. I was crying. Like, I had tears coming out of my eyes. I was like, it hurts. I probably won't do it again, although I think it was a nice job. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a more specific job.
It is.
But it hurt.
It depends where you go. My first time, it hurt really bad, but then after that, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
But now you're not doing anything.
Now I'm just,
free bird. We're letting her go. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you're right. Free spirit over here.
Free spirit. And we have Lauren, who is a little bit more reserved, and you seem to be keeping your sister in check. Is that fair to say?
I would say so, but sometimes she's pulling the puppet strings behind closed doors.
Interesting. How does that pan out? Like, give an example.
I like that.
Let's see. I'm getting stared down.
Right now. No, I'm not. I'm just looking because I'm curious. Go for it.
I just get kicks under the table sometimes. It's more when I drink and then I'm out of line.
Okay.
And then I get kicks under the
table. Okay, because here's the problem with that. So as we said, we are individuals, but when we're in a work type setting or something, we're viewed as an entity together. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if she says something really dumb or just, I do kick her under the table because she's drunk and she's not all there. And I'm like, Lauren, this is not the time.
It's not just that. Even though I may seem more intense or not as bubbly as her, which is accurate, more edgy, or those are just words that describe me. What you see is what you get. This one, sometimes she seems all nice and then she'll give you a zinger.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hope I get zung today.
I know. I'm looking out for the zingers now. And I'm excited.
And you guys have an incredible, we were watching your pilot, I think, your teaser for your web series.
Yes.
And it's so well done. It's super professional. It looks like a show. It looks like a show that you'd see on TV.
Thanks.
How would you describe it?
That's kind of, we describe it as a female odd couple type show. And the sad thing is that we really have questioned whether or not we should go to couples therapy in the past because
because the concept is about couples therapy, but we go as twins to see a therapist, and then it cuts to different
crazy experiences.
Crazy experiences.
But
that's a great premise.
We love each other.
Life.
We love each other more than anything, but we have similar goals, but very different ways to get to the goals. So that's kind of what it's about, but it's very true in our life. So we've experienced it quite a bit.
Okay, so we are going to play a little game. We're going to go on a break, and we come back. We don't know who's hot right now. There's like names that we've heard of dudes like Jamie Dornan. We know that they exist.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they're hot. We don't know if we should care. So we're going to ask you guys when we come back.
Perfect.
Great.
OMFG.
Welcome back. We're here with Jennifer and Lauren, a.k.a. Twinsies.
Twinsies.
And they are twins.
We are.
Do you guys know that phrase, twinning?
I do.
Okay.
Know it. Would you like to teach me?
I mean, it was from the Charlie Sheen, like when he spazzed out.
Yeah. What's
okay,
twinning?
So twinning, I don't know what that is.
A twin version of winning, and it's a very good hashtag on Instagram.
Is it about twins?
Yeah.
Twinning?
You and your bestie just twinning it up.
Wow, guys, you know what? I didn't know that.
Well, maybe you should take a selfie today with your friend.
We're twinning.
Hashtag twinning.
Twinning. But are we twinning?
Does it matter? It just means that you're BFF.
Well, if you're both in headphones and you take a photo in headphones, you're twinning.
We're twinning. Okay,
any
great.
Any common ground.
Maybe we're quadrupling right now.
Yeah. Okay. Good. New hashtag alert.
Twinning. Okay, great.
Okay.
So we want to play a little game called Are They Hot? Because there's just names we've heard they are out of our realm of knowledge.
Yeah.
And we just want to know, like, are these people hot and happening right now? Do they make you feel like I felt about, I don't know, like the New Kids on the Block? Do you want to hang a poster of them in your room?
Right. That's sort of like, do you want to bang them or not?
Deal. Okay. Okay, I will, great. Let you know.
Ed Sheeran.
I enjoy his music very much, but I would not necessarily hang his poster in my room.
Would you go on a date with him?
I would. Lauren's very in touch with his emotions. I would not, but I would love to go shopping with him.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And talk shop, talk boys.
You would go on a date, but would you, like, have sex with him?
You know what? It depends how the date went. Lauren would. She clearly would right now. Oh, my God.
Are you kicking her under the table?
I'm verbally punching her in the face.
See, I get afraid. I have nervous reaction.
That was my little yell. She could tell it was a yell.
It was aggressive.
Yeah.
So you're open
to
guys.
Your therapist isn't here right now.
I know. Come on, you step in.
No. So you're open to a guy who may not be classically good looking.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
You're willing to see how his personality pans out.
For sure.
Okay.
That's nice. Lauren, that's beautiful.
That's great.
Okay, Matt Bomer.
Oh. Yes. I think he's good looking.
What is he?
Yeah, what is he?
Wasn't he the guy from White Collar?
That's what I thought, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, White Collar. I've heard of that. But yeah.
I heard he's gay in real life. Oh. So I wouldn't be into that.
Sure.
Wait, what?
But all things being equal just on a physical plane, yes.
Okay, and what does he look like? Does he have facial hair?
Sometimes. Dark hair, but a little amount. No, like maybe a 5 o'clock shadow, but
right.
Not facial hair.
I've seen him. I just didn't know what he did or if I should care.
Yes, mm-hmm. You should care.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I care. He's very up and coming.
Yeah. Great. Jamie Dornan? Dornan?
Doesn't do it for me.
No.
Once you see too much, no thanks.
What did you see?
Jennifer, enlighten us.
Just putting it all out there, you know? I'm a little bit old-fashioned myself.
Wait, is he in 50 Shades of Grey? You saw his
I didn't see 50 Shades of Grey because I actually heard horrible things about it.
Right.
But just all the things I heard about the movie and even co-stars not getting along and stuff, it just put a bad taste in my mouth. Okay.
Yeah, you know, now that you say that, now that I know who he is, like, he's not very, oh my gosh, this is terrible, but like, I kind of like a man.
Yeah.
Man. He doesn't strike me as like a manly man.
And I gotta say, guys, I think he's hot. I'm looking at the pics right now. I don't see anything wrong with him.
There's nothing wrong, but there's nothing right.
Ooh.
It's like a blank slate, and the fact that he just did 50 Shades of Grey kind of goes on the negative.
Okay, guys, I have one for you. Our sound engineer, Sam.
Absolutely.
100%.
Isn't he cute?
Yep.
And you would date him?
Very nice, too, so yes. And the scruff. It's not intense beard, but
he's trying to ignore it right now. But
hi, Sam.
They're talking about you.
Oh, really?
So we like the scruff. It's, like, modified.
Yes.
There is not – it's not overdone.
It's not overdone, but he's not trying. It's right. Just there because he woke up like that.
Right. He's, you know what? He's, like, a 31-year-old, like, kind of available hot dude who has a good job.
He's selling this pretty hard.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that, you know what I mean?
How do you feel about the tattoos?
Let's see them.
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
Yeah, I like them.
We've got, like, a lot of arm tattoos, some stars going down to the wrist. I like it.
Do they have meaning?
No.
Even better.
I love that.
So he doesn't think too much about it, just goes for it.
Right.
Impulsive.
I think you might be.
I think so.
I think there might be.
There might be something
we might have
brewing.
To talk afterwards.
Okay.
This will be our first marriage, and we're very excited about it.
There's a lot of love going on. Emily just got married. I got engaged. So there's, like, a
congrats.
Lot happening here in this room in terms of, like, love potential.
There's some juju.
We have really good juju.
We're ready to, like,
put it
just
on, man.
Pass it on.
So, yeah. So if you were, how do you guys operate? Do you ask guys out or?
I don't because, I don't know, there's something about them being interested enough in me to ask me out. And if they're not, I'm just old fashioned about that. I do want to be taken out at least the first few times. I mean, I understand later that I can contribute and do that sort of thing, but I just like the old fashioned way of a guy asking me out, picking me up, and then taking me to dinner.
Yep. Same for you?
Same for me, but if a guy is not getting the hint, I like to make it obvious that I'm interested.
She makes it so obvious.
What do you do? What's your move? Is it like, here are my boobs? What do you?
Hi, guys.
Oh,
just flirty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, and then they get it.
Can you show me a flirt? Yeah. Will you flirt with me? Mm-hmm. What do you say?
I don't know. Just eye contact. Asking a lot of questions about you. How's your marriage going?
Oh my God, she's like shimmying her shoulders. It's like the cutest flirty thing I've ever seen. Okay, wonderful.
Do you like touch a little, like do the arm touch situation?
Like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you.
Figure out how to get your hands.
You know what? That's actually a good, bold move. However, a lot of the stuff ends up being through text just because of where things are going.
Interesting. Unfortunately. There should be a hand on the arm emoji.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be perfect.
Like a butt grab emoji.
A bitmoji.
Yeah. Okay, so later on, Sam will have to approach you.
Okay,
if that's what we learn, if we're going to go forward with this. I got it. No, okay. It's good to know. How do you know? You know, this is good.
I don't like to be like real overly flirty in the beginning. I'm shy, actually. Even though I'm overt like this right now, I'm fine with, but when it's like a one-on-one me with a guy in the very beginning, I'm really shy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I am too. I see that. All right, so back to Are They Hot?
Yeah. Do you know how to say his name? Idris Elba?
Idris Elba?
He's older.
No, not for me.
Not for you.
He's a good-looking older man that I'd like to set up with someone else.
Okay, fair.
I agree.
Done. We did it. Speaking of, like, hashtags and stuff, is there any lingo we're always on the hunt?
I have a question if you guys have ever seen these new Bitmoji things.
I don't know. Yes.
They're the best.
What's a Bitmoji?
What it is it's a new app, and you kind of create it to look like yourself. So it takes you through, and you can make different customize it however you want. And there's all these different little cartoony things that you can send to your friends, and it eliminates talking at all, which is awesome. Even when I'm pouting, I can send a pout, or if I'm happy, or I did one for my mom, and it was awesome.
Oh, these are cute.
Are yours exactly the same? Like, did you pick the same hair?
No, actually. Our hairstylist made them, and they look quite different.
Okay.
Well, they've given you what I want to say is, like, a lime green eyebrow.
Yes.
Why? Yeah.
Because with that shade of blonde, it's so weird. They only have a green eye.
Is yours a different shade?
No.
These are really cute. So we go to the App Store, download Bitmoji, and do you give, like, your own picture, or you just find the character?
No, you have to build it.
You have to build it.
Yeah.
Build it from scratch.
So you have to be honest.
And it is hard to do yourself. Like,
yeah.
I put together something and I was like, is this me? And my friend was like, no. Hand that over and redid it for
you. Oh, cannot do yourself.
Yeah.
No
it's
way.
You cannot do yourself.
So, Deanna, I would be happy to make yours for you.
I'll make your Bitmoji. That's great. That's huge. Thank you, guys. Anything else?
I'll give you an old new thing that I was very excited about recently. The whole Felicia thing. We just discovered it through a friend. Have you heard of Bye Felicia?
Oh, yeah.
We have.
And it really came in handy recently.
How did you buy Felicia?
Give it to us.
I was in a huge fight with my boyfriend, and I was forced to change his number in my phone to Felicia. I was forced.
You mean his name?
Well, yeah, his name in my phone, his number.
His contact information.
Yeah. Thank you, Lauren. Yes, that's what I was. To call each other out.
That's hilarious. So every time he called, it was like, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, and then I screen captured it and sent it to him because I was so mad.
Wow, that's a real aggressive move on your
part. It was aggressive. I had to steal her phone from her a couple times. She was getting aggressive. Yeah.
So you have a boyfriend?
I do. Well, yeah, I do now.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Kind of.
You guys, what the hell? We can't set you up with Sam now.
If we only knew Sam a couple months ago, we would have been so happy.
Well, you're already bi Felicia-ing him.
Yeah.
We're going to TBD you.
Okay.
Yeah, Lauren does not seem super into her dude either. So we will consider this a future endeavor.
Although that's based on nothing, we have to say. But
yeah. No, it's based on what we need to do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I have a question.
Yeah.
This week at work, I got called a fuckboy. And I don't know what that means.
It means nothing good.
It was like, oh, Emily's being all fuckboy. And I was like, what? I don't know.
What does that mean?
The context is very important. I can only guess that it means.
Well, I'll tell you. I was on a phone call, actually, with these lovely ladies right here, about the podcast. And I shouldn't have been on the call at work. However, I was alone in a room, and then my coworkers came in and wanted to know who I was talking to because I was like trying to be all secret and sly about it, and then called me a fuckboy. Can you tell me what this means?
I would say that you're being a shady fuck.
Oh.
Wow. Have you heard that before? Fuck boy?
I haven't heard that before, but boys can oftentimes be shady. They can be fuckers.
Fuck boy.
Sam's giving us confirmation.
Is that what you think?
I know many fuck boys.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
When would you call somebody a fuck boy?
Like one of my friends went on a date with a guy, and he was very forward, and he had all these emotions, and then he disappeared. Because he's a fuck boy.
That is a fuck boy.
A fuck boy.
Yeah. It's a classic fuck boy.
Okay.
When you ghost on somebody, you're a fuck boy.
Yeah. Just anytime you're being a fuck boy.
Should we Periscope right now, even though we did it one other time? Just really quick to show because you guys are so cute.
Like, we're going to just tell everyone these hot twins are coming.
Okay.
For twin stuff, there's just a couple more, like, things that always come to mind. Mm-hmm. Like, are people always asking you about, like, that weird, like, telepathy connection? Do you guys have it?
We have it, but not to a crazy extreme. Like, we're best friends, basically, that have been through every experience together. So it's nature and nurture because we've always been together, and we have the connection of being sisters, too. So it's a little bit more magnified than sisters or best friends. It's kind of a combination of the two.
Yeah, we know how each other tick. So mm-hmm. if something's going to bother her or make her happy, I just know what it is. So I can, but at the same time, if she gets hit with a ball in the head, I'm not going to feel it.
Okay. Good. I dated an identical twin once.
Ooh.
And he and his brother were not that close. And I was sad about that. I was like, you have this unique experience, but you got – like they're friends and they hang out and they whatever, but they weren't that close.
We're Periscoping right now.
So hi everyone on Periscope. These are our upcoming guests, twinsies.
Yay!
State your names.
I'm Jennifer. Lauren.
And aren't they just beautiful? They're so pretty.
So they're going to be on our ep coming up. Are you excited?
We are.
I am. I'm excited.
Wait, can anyone talk to us or no? There's 7 people. Does anyone
have
anything to say? They have a web series called, Warren White, what up? We got some hands in the air.
Any questions for our twins? Anything about twins? Send them our way.
Where can we find you guys?
We are on YouTube /WatchTwinsies with a Z.
Great. Ooh. And is there a Twitter account we should hit up?
It's all the same. It's twitter.com/WatchTwinsies with a Z as well.
So many backslashes, guys.
So many backslashes.
So many backslashes.
This is a world we live in.
A world of a backslash.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
This was great. We learned a lot.
I think that Deanna should not be surprised if I show up for our next episode with some long-ass lashes.
I would love that, personally. I will give you my lady's contact info.
Done and done. So many relationships have blossomed today, and I can't wait for one of you. Dumb parents.
It's in process right now.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye,
Felicia's been texted.
All right, girls, we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
OMFG. Okay, so that was a wonderful time with Jennifer and Lauren.
They're so cute.
One thing that just came up as we were saying goodbye to them. Sam informed us that there is a Bi Philippe, that is the male version of Bi Felicia, which is really cool.
It's crazy. It's on Instagram. If you type in Bi Philippe in Instagram, basically it's when dudes get rejected via social media apps.
Mm-hmm. Like a dating site or something?
Yeah, okay. Like Tinder or whatnot.
And if you guys want to combine these, the types of people who would be Philippes?
Yeah.
Fuck boys.
Oh, boom.
Ooh,
boom.
We got there.
Yeah. And you see the turn from like a dude being into someone and then they politely get rejected. It's like, hey, you know, I don't think we're kind of a match. And then they get gnarly and angry. And then it's like, bye, Philippe.
Oof.
It's pretty funny. They get angry.
That is definitely fuck boy territory.
Yeah. Can I read one?
Yes.
Okay. So this is in the Bi Philippe Instagram account. The guy goes, sex? ? And the girl writes, no, ... And he writes, yes, dot, dot, dot. And she writes, okay, she wasn't that nice. She goes, you have zero game. Has that ever worked for you? You're disgusting. And he wrote, you're a fat.
Oh.
He goes, fuck you, you fat, ugly cunt.
Oh.
Go fuck. Have a shit in your mouth.
Have a shit in your mouth.
And then it says, smooth, bye, Philippe. Have a shit in your mouth.
Oh my God. Think the best thing we've learned today is how often I'm now going to say, have a shit in your mouth.
Have a shit in your mouth. Don't mind if I do.
I'll just take some time, roll it around. Really savor it.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Well, we learned some great things today. Fuck boy. Bye, Philippe. Eyelash extensions.
What was that app?
Bitmoji.
Bitmoji. I'm totally going to download that and make my own.
And
emoji.
We learned twinning for reals. For
realsies. Yeah, I was confused. But right now with our headsets, we should take a pic and be twinning.
I think you'll see that our Instagram. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can find us at OMFG Pod.
I'm Deanna Raphael at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster, just to be confusing.
Okay, we want to shout out at Josh Betley, B-E-T-L-E-Y, for, showing us his man bun on Periscope while we Periscoped on our meeting the other day. Thanks so much.
And also, you guys probably know we're a huge fan of fan art. And if you ever want to send us anything, please mail it to Earwolf Media, 5629 Hollywood Boulevard, number 66, Los Angeles, California, 90028.
Emily, give that to them again.
One more time. 5629 Hollywood Boulevard, number 66, Los Angeles, California, 90028. And you could address it to the OMFG gals.
We are mad thirsty for fan art.
We think that you would be bae AF if you sent us some fucking fan art.
Oh, and P.S., we just learned that fuckboy is spelled F-U-C-K, no duh, and then B-O-I.
Boy.
Boy.
Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
A double great feeling, making you realize double mint's the one for you.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.